Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Keeping teenagers engaged during the holidays can be a challenge, and the holiday cook can feel unappreciated and taken for granted. Find out how to deal with this dilemma in episode number 44, titled, I'm Depressed Thinking About Thanksgiving. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Today, we're answering a question from Janet of St. Louis, Missouri. And Janet writes, I'm depressed thinking about Thanksgiving. When the kids were younger, we made decorations and they were excited about the holiday. Now that our daughter is 17 and our son 15, they don't want to do those kinds of things and are more interested in being with their friends. Our daughter is usually with her boyfriend and our son plays computer games and sports. My brother and his 24-year-old daughter with her 2-year-old son are coming for Thanksgiving and my mother-in-law as well. My brother will watch sports with my husband, and trying to entertain my mother-in-law and make sure my niece has support is nothing to look forward to. I feel like I'll work like a dog and get nothing out of it. Do you have any advice for me? Janet, that's pretty depressing that you'll work your tail off making a Thanksgiving dinner and a nice day for everyone without appreciation or fun. Well, that's not okay. Let's rethink this. All right, let's ask yourself this question. What will make this fun? Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say what I think might be fun. And that is, if your family were involved in the planning and that all four of you took responsibility as a team to make it a fun day and a delicious meal, that would be entirely different. Janet, am I close? All right, let's say I am. Then I'm guessing your next question is, Neil, how do I get everyone's cooperation? You're dreaming. Well, that is an important question, and it tells us something. It tells us that you don't feel empowered to lead in your family. You're herding cats. I'm not hearing that your kids are doing badly, just that they don't act like they belong to team family. And that your job is to serve and support. As long as things are under control, don't ask for anything from others. Now, Janet, I might be overstating things, but I'm pretty sure that I'm at least somewhat on target. So here's your opportunity to switch from a model of support and serve to empowerment and leadership. Now, that doesn't mean you no longer support or that you no longer do nice things for your husband and kids, just that you make your needs and your expectations known. And Janet, while this discussion is starting with your needs as the topic, it's about a lot more than that. It's about your kids contributing to their family and learning and knowing they have an obligation to others, that who they are and what they give is important, and that who they are and what they give is needed. So asking for help isn't just you getting your needs met. It's just not about you being upset and making everybody do work. It's about your family being a healthy family, a healthy team, a healthy social ecology. If we think of our family as a social ecology, That might be a new concept for some people, but it's similar to a biological ecology, like a pond. Now, we can ask ourselves if our family pond is healthy or if it's toxic and not vibrant with lots of oxygen and nutrients. Janet, you're not saying your family pond is toxic, so that's good. But it's not as healthy as it could be and maybe needs to be. So here's how we can infuse some oxygen and make a healthier pond. And we'll do that by using Thanksgiving as a starting point. Let's start by having a talk with your husband and let him know your concerns and that you're going to use Thanksgiving as a way to bring the family together and have some fun and that you want his all-in support. Now, if he acts like he isn't going to give you his total support, ask him where he's planning to take the family to dinner on Thanksgiving. But I don't think you'll have to go there. Then you and he call a meeting of the family, in other words, the kids, to talk about Thanksgiving. Make it a planning meeting. Make it fun. What are the kids thinking about when they think about Thanksgiving? What were their best Thanksgiving memories? What would make it fun for them? What are their favorite Thanksgiving foods? And if you get resistance, let them know that you want and need family support, that you don't want to work all day to make a meal that no one's into. Discuss decorations. That's still a fun thing to do for kids their age, trust me. That's fun to do for people our age. Discuss the flow of the day. The kids may want some time to connect with friends, but let's make sure that being with the family is the default position, not being with friends. Do some menu planning, and let's let everyone participate, both in the planning and in the preparation. What can be done in advance? What has to be done on Thanksgiving? What about cleaning the house, setting the table, cleaning up afterwards? What about giving grandma some attention? What are some things she might enjoy? What are some things the kids can share with her? How about the teenagers helping their cousin out with her toddler and playing with him? The toddler will love it. She'll love it. And how will your husband and your brother be engaged? Yeah, there'll be an NFL and an NBA game. Yeah, I get that. Are they really thinking of watching 6 hours of sports? These are all things that can be talked about and planned. What would make the day special for you? Maybe you'd like for the whole group to take a walk around the duck pond and feed the ducks like you did when the kids were young. I'm making that up, of course, but whatever. It doesn't matter what the particulars are, just that we do a little planning and get everyone involved in making a successful day. Get it? Okay. Now, let's use this as an opportunity to shift out of your old pattern of supporting and serving and become a happier, more empowered parent, a more empowered partner. What are some ways that we can get better engagement from your husband and your kids? How about your son and your daughter work together and make dinner one night a week? How about family work in the yard time or family garage cleaning time? What about some volunteer work in the community? It would be great if you as a family decided on an organization you're going to support and then create some activities that you're going to do or join some activities that will support this organization. Not just about giving money. It's about giving of the self. It's important for our teenagers to know that they're needed and that they make a difference both within the family and outside of the family as well. Jan, I just love thinking of you and your family getting out of your rut and becoming team family with an empowered leading mom, raising empowered, engaged teenagers. And here's my challenge to all of us. Let's ask ourselves the question, are we asking enough of our teenagers? And I say our teenagers because as a society, our teenagers belong to all of us. When we don't let them know that we need them and we don't require their engagement, we're letting them down. Ask a teenager for help. Ask a neighbor, a niece or a nephew, your teenager's friend for a hand. You'll be doing them a favor. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Janet, for your most timely question. And please do feel free to come on over to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, where there's plenty of helpful stuff there right now, plenty more in the pipeline. I'd love to have a chance to answer your question that you could submit at neildbrown.com/submit. And do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? It's readily available, inexpensive, and could make a big difference in their life. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.